Parshas Vayetze, we have the parsha of Yaakov and Shiduchim and Rachel and Leah, from the Yisraelites of Ovis and so on. But one particular pasuk, Vayishak Yaakov v'Rachel, Vayisas Kol v'Yetz. Yaakov's menashek Rachel, and then he cried. So Rashi says, why did he cry? So it says that because Yaakov saw Ruach HaKodesh that she's not going to be Nechassim HaLikvura, that's why he cried. It was very strange. I mean, he just met her. It was the first time that he had some Nechuda of Kesher with her. And already he's crying because now he's buried together. I mean, it's somebody got used to somebody, got very chavuv to somebody, and then the person departs from him, so a person is sad. But here, in the etzem meeting of Rachel, the thing that bothered him was that she wouldn't be nikveiter. In the yachas of Rachel to Leah, Rachel is called a keres avayis. That she's called she's a kora, chazal dashen, not a kora, but a keres avayis. Thing once spoke about how a kora, how ikur can mean ikur and a keres avayis. But for Choloifin, The Rachel is considered the Iker. Lechura, in what oifen? The vast majority of the Banim came from Leah. Who's more chashuv? It's very hard to say. I mean, Yehuda and Levi and Yisachar, the all Balatari come from Leah. Rachel has Yosef, Binyamin, I mean, they're all chashuv. In what sense is the Iker? Certainly Yaakov wanted Rachel first, and that's who he went for. But mitzad the bias itself, being that Leah is the larger chelik by far than 10 out of 12 shvatim, or 8 out of, let's call it, 8 out of 12, Mechatei said that Rachel is called the ikra bias. Leah was buried with him in the Mazrach Pela, and Rachel, he said, he purposely put out on the Eima Derech because he knew that Chayes will go into Golis, and they would pass by and be mispalo. L'chura, the and it says Rachel v'akal b'neha and so on. Rachel wants to mispalo. Since most of the children came from Leah, and Arab, most of Klai Yisrael remains Yehuda and Binyamin. Yehuda, so why after Rachel? Why not Leah? Because it's mashma that Rachel mitzad the mile of Rachel has the ikikesha to Golis. Over Leah, despite the fact that the majority of Klal Yisrael is not from her. The Torah is marked with the difference in Rachel and Leah, that Rachel is a fastoya, and Leah is her Naim Arukos. So in the Etzem it says, Rachel and Leah are both Halakim of. They're both Yisraelis of Klal Yisrael. Rachel's tier is Yoifi, which in itself needs a Hezbah. In what Oifin is Yoifi the Mile of Klal Yisrael? And yet, on the other hand, Leah is described, I mean, if the Torah was looking to describe the Milos of her, it would have picked up. Eina Leah Ruka it implies some sort of not Yoifi. In other words, by the fact that we're contrasting it, if I say Reuven is wealthy, but Shimon works in the post office, even though I use different words, I'm implying that Shimon is not wealthy, because I'm contrasting it. If I say that Eini Leah Rukos, there's obviously some sort of Chisorin in Leah, and whatever it is, they Naim were not as Yoifi as they Naim of Rachel. But what is that Nekuda? Why? I mean, it's hard to say that the Torah is finding a Mila in Rachel and Leah is just Balas Chisorin. The Torah does not mention the Chisorin of Leah. There's a Medrash after one of Medrashim that says that Eina Leah Rukos is everything that Leah did had Arichos Yomim. Malchus, Kehuna, Levia that come from Leah lasted forever. Masha Ein Kein, those Yomim from Rachel, the Malchus of Rachel was short-lived. The Mikdash that was, the Mishkan that was in the Chalkesh of Yosef was short-lived. In Yonim of Yosef are short-lived. The Eina Leah Rukos means the long-sighted, they've got an arichus themselves. And that's the mile of Leia. So definitely, it is a big, it's a shvach, it's a mile, that the things that happened around Shiftei Levi, the Shiftei Leia, are all in Yanim of Milo, of arichus Yomim. But where is it, where do you understand that to be part of the Sheirish, of the Hemshech, let's say, of Rachel Leah? It has to fit into the whole Metzias Rachel Leah, that the Milo of Leah is, Rachel is Yoifi, and Leah is arichus. It's not just that another thing that Torah compensated. It's something with Sad the Milo, there's a Milo of Yoifi versus a Milo of arichus. I mean, to us it doesn't seem to be mutually contradictory. Each one is, they could be the same person also. So let's start off with describing the yisoid of the Rachel and Leah. Bemis, on the one hand, it says that it was a chesed, there were two achoyes. There's a pasuk in Rus. It says that when Boaz decided to take Rus for his wife, they gave him a bracha, they mevarech him, and they said, Yiter Hashem Teisha, that we bring to your house, Ki Rachel v'Leia, Asher Shteihem Bonu Espeis Yisrael. A very, very explicit bracha, that the wife you bring in should be like Rachel and Leia, that both of them together built the house of Klal Yisrael. It's different than when you say Ephraim ki Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe, each one was zeichet to another chelek. So we would give a bracha, Yisimcha l'kim ke'fayim ke'minashe, the bracha is two people that were very successful, and you should be like him and like him. Each person, if you tell a bracha, we tell a bracha. Over here the pasuk says, as a shteyem banu, it's a very remarkable pasuk. The pasuk says, both together built Beis Yisrael, and you should be like both together. And there's something, and Rashi says over there in Rus, that kan hoidu b'nei Leia to Rachel, the fact that they were makdim Rachel to Leia, and they said to Rachel v'Leia, that the Boaz was from Yehuda, and the people around him were from Yehuda, and they were made, and they said it should be both together, and they gave Rachel a slight edge over Leia. The Goyen over there stalls through a whole shura of inyanim, kedakri. The two inyanim that I want to point out from this, it's a hem, like everything else the Goyen says, it's a lot of nekudos that he's mitzarev. We'll pick two of those nekudos to in order to portray. First of all, it says there were two amudim in the Beis Hamikdash. There was Yochin and Boaz. It says Shlomo made the Beis Hamikdash. He made two big pillars on which to support the Beis Hamikdash. The Amud HaYemini was called Yochin, the Amud HaSmoil was called Boaz, and Keneged that is Rachel and Leah. Leah, he says, is Keneged the Amud HaSmoil, and Rachel is Keneged the Amud HaYemini. So the Goyen says, you find in a lot of places, when it says we have two pillars as foundations, in the Mishkan, and the middle in the Beis Yisrael, you have the same two foundations. Then he says, that Keneged Esei Lo Sasei, meaning there's two types of Shleimus. Lo Sasei means the struggle with Ra, and Esei means the perfection of Toiv. In the Golos, he says, we have the Amud HaSmol, we have the one that's Keneged Lo Sasei, we don't have the one that's Keneged Esei, meaning, and the Goyen says, in two or three words explains it, Kimat all of the Loisa says that a Nagia we have today also. You know, mitzad the Shemir from Ra, the Churban Beis HaMikdash didn't affect it as much as the Mile of Toiv. You know, when we think of Avodah, perfect Avodah, of Tzadikim, of Kaisel, and Chaim HaDeger, we're blind, because 40% of the Avodah, 40% of the Nyanim of Milas, of Tzitkis, are the Beis HaMikdash. You have tons and tons of mitzvah essays as far as Kabbanis and Avodah and Kohuna and Sanhedrin and Malchus, and basically the Yiddishkeit that we know, the Maisa, is a truncated version of Yiddishkeit. We don't have Yiddishkeit where it really looks with Melech and Sanhedrin and Novi and Kehuna and Kunagdolan and Avodas and Beis HaMikdash and so on and so forth. And Bemela, we're missing that Amud. So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, one Amud was destroyed, and one Amud is still there. That is the Goyen's Tushtal. Meaning that Rachel is connected the Amud of Hayimini, it's the more Iker Amud, and Leah is connected the Amud Asmar, which is the lesser Amud, but both are absolutely necessary. And in the Churb, we have one and we don't have the other. Meaning Rachel was installed before Leah was installed. So that is the Goyen's Tushtos. I want to elaborate, I want to explain a little bit. I'm going to use a little bit different language than it says in Sfarim, but the same Akdoris. The Zoya says that Rachel is, Leah is from Alma Iskasia, and Rachel from Alma Visgalia. Rachel is from a world that's revealed, and Leah is from a world that is hidden. And let me explain it. So the very, very Pashto Pshat is, Rachel was Ifas Toyar, and that's why you see the beauty and the Yofi. Leah is a hidden one. I want to explain it more in the context of the Teichon. There's a musik that we say in the Hodeidi, say tonight, Seif Maise Machshava Tchila. When we speak about Shabbos Kodesh, we say Seif Maise Machshava Tchila. Shabbos is the last one to be created. So that would seem to imply that it's the last in importance, and the Balapiyot says, and from Akavit says, no, Seif Maisa, that which is last to be done, Machshava Tchila, was thought about first. For instance, let's take a very simple example. Let's say they build a building. When you build a building, so a Sheitel looks at it, and he sees the first thing they do is they dig a hole. Then they put in a foundation. Then they fill it up. Then they put down pillars. Then they cover it. So he says, well, the first thing is they decided, let's dig a hole. When they dug a hole, some chacham came and said, you know, it's an ideal place to put down foundations. Then when they covered up, somebody said, you know, wouldn't it be fantastic to put a roof over it? And then finally, somebody said, hey, we could actually put windows in here and flooring and roofing, and it'd actually be a lovely house. That's silly. The first thing he thought of was, I need a house. I want a house. This is an ideal place to build a house. And the first thing that the person's, that flickered in the person's thoughts was the site of the house as it would be b'shleimus. But to get to that nekud of shleimus, you need a long mahalach of binyan. You need a mahalach of digging and filling and foundations and b'chulu b'chulu. So you have two nekudas of reference. You have the seif maisa being b'machshava tchila, and the whole middle, Shabbos, the marshal, Shabbos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, what he had in mind wasn't Adam on a Tuesday afternoon. It was Adam b'shleimus on Shabbos. The tzura of Adam b'kedushas b'mloy kedushas on Shabbos Kodesh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that kaviyochel was Ola b'machshavtoi. But you need sheishes yomim to be making for Shabbos. You need 6 days to make for Shabbos, and the process takes 6 days. But the Kuda Rishayna and the Kuda Achrayna was Shabbos. That's the Seif Maisa of the Machshava Tchila. That's the what it means. Let's take it over to a Tzura of Avodas Adam, and we'll see it in that context as well. A person is Nesayra to some Avoda. For instance, a person who's not Frum sees a Frum family on Shabbos, and in its nicest Oifim, and the person is very nice, and he says, this is what I'd like my family to look like. A person sees a huge Talmud Chacham, and he sees, he hears, and it makes a tremendous impact on him, and the person says, this is what I want to strive for. That Nekuda is the Nekuda's gracious of the person. That is the Machshava Tchila. From that point to when it comes back in the Olam HaMaisa is a long, long road of a whole middle plot. The middle part, so the first, that first nekuda, which is the last nekuda and first nekuda, are the same. The seif ma'is and hashavat tefillah has in itself the quality that it portrays the teichin. The yoifi of the Shabbos of the Elohi, the yoifi of the Talmud Chacham or Moed Tefar Toi, is what's mashpi on people. People are mushpa from the expression of yoifi, meaning the impression that a metzias of Shleimus and yoifi makes. So the olam of yoifi has its metzias in the nekuda of Shleimus. When something is finished, a fruit that's not ripe is never pretty. The Derech Klal, one of the simonim of fruits that become ripe, fruits are usually dull, green, gray, whatever it is. When it ripens, it all of a sudden bursts into flowering. It has in itself colors and everything. The and so on. A person at the age when he's meant to become attracted to people, all of a sudden becomes yefi. That's the metzias, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Bria, because that's in the good of Rashi's. So yefi is the ability to express the teichin to everyone around him. That's called yefi. So when I build a Beis HaMikdash, that's Sia Teferis, it's Sia Pe'er, Lekovel Seferis, it means that it has in itself the characteristics to impress on someone else the sanctity and the it's awe-inspiring. That is the Bechinas Yefi. Anything that is not the first Nekuda or the Shleimus, or better said, the Nekuda of Shleimus has in itself, the final Nekuda has in itself the Yefi that can start the Reishis somewhere else. Anything that's in the middle is definitely not Yefi, because it's missing something. Just like if a person is building a house, the only time a house is nice is when it's finished. As long as it's in the process, it's not nice. The same thing in the fruits, all these, the Derech Klal, most fruits, as long as they're in the process of growing, they don't have the yoifi. The yoifi comes together with its ripeness and when it's finished and finalized. So you have two amudim in everything. The way the world was built, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria was that it stands on two amudim. It stands on an amud of Shleimus, which is the final tachlis. Every time I undertake a mussel, I'm sitting and learning. So there's an akuda of Shleimus. There's what keeps my learning going. There's one pillar of the Shleimus Shevoi. In other words, the yoifi of knowing, of being a Talmud Chacham, of knowing the Masechta, of being a Rav, whatever it is, that is the dmus. And that nekuda is realized only in the Seif Pasuk, but it's misnoitz, it's in the beginning. It's what attracted me to start. And then there's the Mahalach, on the middle Mahalach, and that Mahalach is very long, and that doesn't have the yoifi. Those are the two amudim of the entire metzias of the Bria, as it is in the process of being mashlim itself. And the disparate. Everybody knows there are two different mahalchim. The base Yisrael was built on two amudim, on Rachel and Leah. Rachel is the shleimus that attracts first. In other words, Rachel's Yifastoya means that she's a Shleimus, and she's the Amud of the Shleimus that can express a Shleimus in a way that impresses anyone seeing it. So Yaakov Avinu was attracted to Rachel. That was his attraction. So the Machshava Tchila of Yaakov Avinu was on Rachel. And he got Rachel at the end. The Mahalach to Rachel went to Leah. There's a the Chazal, the Medrash says, Yesh halach etzel zivuga, veyesh zivuga halach etzel. There are sometimes a person goes to meet his Shidduch, and sometimes the Shidduch comes to meet him. And Chazal point out Rivka and Yaakov. The Arizal says that Yaakov Avinu's zivug was both. Rachel, he went to Rachel, and Leah came to him. In other words, Let's be magged a little bit in the shayna that make a little bit more shaykh to us. When a person goes to something, it means he's attracted by it. The thing is standing where it's standing, and I see on top of a mountain this most beautiful palace, and I'm drawn to it, and I go to it. That is the mahalach of the person going to that nekuda of flamas, that nekuda of perfection, because it casts its yoifi and its chen on me. What comes to me is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends my way in terms of obstacles and mahalachim to get to there. That is what comes to me. Yaakov Avinu's zivuk was both. Yaakov Avinu's zivuk was, it started with a holach, that he went to Zivugai. He went to Rachel, that was what he went to, and he had a zivuk that was holach elof, that came to him, and that was Leah. So in Yaakov Avinu, the zivug of Yaakov Avinu included both elements. There was a bias. The bias needed two amudim. There was the yoifi that initiated the process, and that's going to be the shleimus. And there's the mahalach in the middle. That's why Rachel is called the ikur shel bias, because adrabe, in the b'china of bulk, quantity, time, Leah was much bigger, much longer. But since it started with a mitzvah of Rachel, what attracted him to the Beisam was Rachel. And the Mela, that's going to be the Seif Maisa, the Mela, that's called the Iker. It's called the Iker Mitzadah. In the mahalach of that avoda, in Golus refers to the whole hemshech hanyanim, even when it's behest. In other words, Golus is avoda in the alma d'iskasma. It's not an avoda. It's an avoda that's going on when things are not around. Rachel is the. Let's go back to the Inyan of the Kvura. The Inyan of the Kvura is an Inyan of when a person, Kvura is called Menucha. Nach lo Menucha, it's the makam where a person is nach. Had Yaakov been buried with Rachel, it would mean that the shleimus of Rachel was attained b'chayim. Sharper than that. The reason, all arayas in the Torah are also bein b'chayah bein achamisa. The chamoisai and bitter, but chamoisai l'mashlo. After a person's wife is there, chamoisai still asura lo. And so on. All eishes och, except for yibim, is also. When all arayas, there's no difference between lifting being four misa and misa. The one exception is sisters. Sisters, the reason Darwaida Asr is not because they're real arayas. It says, I mean, the chiyuvim are chiyuvim arayas, but the Tam, the Torah says, is lotzer aleh, litzer, that the person can't take two sisters because two wives are at loggerheads with each other, that's an adversarial relationship, and to take two sisters and turn it into an adversarial relationship is wrong. That's, and therefore, if one of them is nifta, so there's no problem with the other one. That is the distinction that arrives. Yaakov took two achoyas, and I saw a different cheshbonos that he had hoped, he knew that he would have to take both achoyas, but he had hoped he would take Rachel first. And after she'd be nifty, take Leah, so he wouldn't have to take it b'chayel. But Lemaisa, he took two achoyos because it says because he wanted to be ma'achad the two achoyos. Since Yaakov, it says Yaakov had the racks, and the racks became one of Mikin. Yaakov's midah was the midah that was supposed to sew up all loose ends. He was ma'achad Avram and Yitzchak, despite the fact that there were two disparate midahs. The song has been spoken many times. Yaakov, the Lashon Gemara, that Yaakov said he took two stones and put underneath him. And he said, if these two stones become one, I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with me. One place Chazal says 12 stones, one place says 2 stones. But the 2 stones are from Yitzchak. Rachel, Yaakov was supposed to be able to be mitaken the shtei achoyes. They were not supposed to be tzara suvazu. They would not have been tzara suvazu. And when he met Rachel, and as soon as Rachel was the zivug he was going for, and what he saw was that the shleimus of Yaakov and Rachel would not be realized. If Rachel wasn't buried with him, that means that at the end of the road they still were separate. He hadn't attained Rachel, and b'meila the makom. That's what the Goyen says. In Golus, Leah still exists in Golus. In other words, Klal Yisrael still has the ability to stay away from Ra, and stay away from the loisaseis. You know, keep the loisaseis by and large. So that's not missing. The makom bechia, what we're missing in Golus is the Beis Hamikdash, which is the bechina, which is Rachel. Rachel, the Beis Hamikdash is called Tel Talpiyos. It's the Yofi of the world. It's the makom where things are mizgalit. It's the Olam de Izgalia, and it's where Ashros Ashkenaz Begoli. That's not there. So the one that's crying on Klal Yisrael when they're in Golos is Rachel, because we're missing Rachel. Leah is reached the shleimus of Yaakov. They're both in Maros and Achela. They both came back. Bata Tavel Vasecha Shalom. They came home. They came back. Rachel is still out Baderech. The word Baderech is very significant. Baderech means you haven't reached the end yet. You're still on the road to go there. That is what we're missing. So that's why it's Rachel specifically that's in the back over now. I want to focus a little bit more on the layer part of it. The Rachel is the easy one to be typhus because it's the one that we see. It's the Almud is Galia. Leah's Avoda, it says, why did Yaakov despise her? Why was she snua for Yaakov? So I saw the Arzva says it. It's basically it's the Chazal, it's the Ruach of the Chazal. And she was miyuchet for Esav, the emes miyuchet for Esav. She was shayach to the world of Esav. Because, like many of Farshim say, and Pasha told us, the Marevi in Farsh that speaks about the performance explains that Esav's Avoda was the shtolz of Tzuki Yaakov. Yaakov was the Yofi. Yaakov was the Yofi Vodim Arishim was in Shufra of Yaakov was Me'en Shufra the Adam. Yaakov was the Yofi of Adam was supposed to be, it was Yaakov. And Esav was the Yisodah that was supposed to shtolz of Tzu to the Yeshiva Holy. And in a certain sense, he would have been the layer to Yaakov's Avoda. So be'etzem, the inyoni of Olam Hazeh, the inyonim of Nahalach, the inyonim of getting someplace, the inyonim of the means to go someplace, should have been Kitikunoi, Esav should have had it, and Leah should have been his wife. Because Esav went off to Derech, and B'neila, that Nahalach was no longer Shayach to Yaakov. So just like Yaakov took the brachas from Esav, he took Leah also. The makom that Leah, the place, the Zayah says that dimoyin sagi and shadya Leah, that Leah cried an awful lot so that she would detach herself from Esav to go to Yaakov. So the makom of Nahalach, the place of Aveda with Leisaseh, the place of Aveda of Leisaseh is simply to detach yourself from Ra and to detach yourself to Toiv. That Nahalach belongs to Leah. And on the surface of it, Yaakov didn't like Leah because mitzad her teva, she was shayach to Esav. The Eini Leah Rukos means the parallel, the Yofi of Rachel was that it was easy to see its Yofi. In the Einayim of Leah was the Mokom Keshe to Yaakov because of the Demois that is Moiv. The Arukos means, maybe we'll leave that for later. The Leah's Avoda, we had struggled with Leah's Asik, is Kinege Damura Smoiv. the Amur of Boyaz, which is the Amur of Smoil, and B'meila, it's her job is the struggling with the Chelak of Ra and overcoming it. Let's bring it to us, and then we'll understand the end of the Arukos and so on. Every striving for godless, or not for godless, any striving for something better than where a person is, always consists of two stages. There's the Re'ach Shmonecha, there was a Meshicha. A person sees something good, he hears something inspiring, he sees somebody special, is this Eirah, any type of this Eirah means there was a flash of a Yofi of a world above him. Any attraction, a person attracted to buy something is because it was advertised, he saw it, it presented itself, that is always the beginning of it. The Mahalach to it is always difficult. For two reasons. First of all, the mahalach is difficult. By definition, mahalach means getting there. I see in far away, I see a mountain peak that's awesome. Getting there and climbing on it is very difficult. Because if it wasn't, then I'd be there. It's getting there. So the mahalach is long and hard. And there's another knesh. In the mahalach, I don't find the chain of the yofi of the thing itself presenting itself. A muscle. If I see somebody, let's take a very straight, simple muscle, partial muscle. I see somebody who quotes, he says a shir and he quotes Chazal after Chazal, Gemara after Gemara, effortlessly, a half a blot of Gemara, word for word, without batting an eyelash. The person is very nisprofit. He says, I want to know Shas like that also. The person starts learning, totally figures out the Shas, totally chases it. Then he forgets it, then he doesn't remember, then he got mixed up, then he got tired, then this came up, that came up. And none of that chain exists in that world. He doesn't, that sparkle of somebody getting up and saying, here from a lot of Yerushalmi, word for word, verbatim, without batting an eyelash. None of that yoifi, none of that chain exists in that world of Mahalan. And Faket, and a lot of time is spent struggling with not to be nimshach to something bad, not to fall asleep, not to get distracted, not to get, and not to give up, not to get disheartened. Those are what the person is busy with. So in the split between those two alumnus is where we lose it. Because Rachel comes at the very beginning, and then it's Leah for a long time, that is where we get stuck on. And understanding that every Aliyah, that the emissary Zivug of the Rachel and Leah were Bein and Beis Yisrael Shtehem. It's a thing you expect in Chazal. It's a pasuk. The two together built Beis Yisrael, and Bnei Leah understood that Rachel is mocking them, and yet Bnei Leah is the right. The Metzias of Rachel is mocking Leah, and yet. The ikar of it is in Leah. That's the pshat why Leah has a hemshich. It's arukais, ene Leah arukais, whereas Rachel is not. Rachel was short-lived. Rachel didn't have many shvatim. And the teretz is because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world, the inyan of Rachel is like a jewel that sparkles. The sparkle lasts very short. It's something which is flashes, and then the person has to find it again. So in Leah, the whole short-livedness of it, the whole metzias of her, that she's small, that she has only two shvatim, and so on, those are in Yanim that are very, very the kitzah. Leah's mahalach is arukis. In Leah's mahalach, the hemshech lies dafk in Leah. And the same enayim that were breached the most and misnatted from Esav are the nine that contain itself darichus. For a person who is shayef fatay, for a person who's got goals and the person wants in his Aleph, the real conflict lies in these two yonim. It is that the attraction is to Rachel, but the duration is to Leah. without it, nobody's nesayir to do good unless there's nesayirus. And every nesayirus means that the person sees a picture that's beyond him. The yefi means I see something that's beyond what I'm used to. Something, a room that's painted regular colors is not yefi. Somebody brings in a beautiful painting, I'm nesayir, it takes me. If I were to fill up the room with those paintings, after a while, that would become regular, and then I'd need something else. Every yoifi is a spark of something that is beyond the person. That's the definition of yoifi. The mile of yoifi is that it's capable to spark that. When somebody hears Lamashal a Dvar Torah, a Reb Chaim that sparkles in its yoifi, a morale that sparkles, the person is very nesayir. But the person has to understand the fact that he was nesayir means that it's beyond him. The chayin and yayif things beyond him are what's mashpia, but by the definition, a person who hears for the first time Reb Chaim and he says, Torah is awesome. The reason why you were so overwhelmed was because it's a passage of Torah that you've had no shaykhs to Torah, that was beyond your havana and so on. And it's more a person to get there. And that is Eirus is a correct Eirus. That's the safe myself Shavat Chila. But a person has to understand that the Aveda of this world and this Mitzias will span itself from the beginning till the end. There will be the greatest distance between the Nekudas Aschola to the Nekuda when he gets there. And even if he gets there, there'll be a new Nekuda of Yaifu. But it doesn't consist of Yaifu all the way, because there's no Aruchos in the Yom of Yaifu. And it sparkles to give a person an incentive, and when a person attains it, it becomes a keser. But that's it. In the world that consists of the bulk of time is the world of Leia, and that's why I don't want to go off the tangent, but the Leia's children were always busy doing Tshuva, Yehuda, and with Tamar, and David HaMelech, and so on. That Olam was the Olam of Tshuva, because that's the Mahalach of struggling with Ra. Leah's Aveda, while Rachel was just Yifas Toya, Leah struggled for 21 years, I think it says, that's how old he were when Yaakov married him. For 21 years she was sitting, disengaging himself from Ra. Imagine, whereas Rachel is being attacking herself with the Tachshitim, with the positive Tachshitim for Yaakov, Leah's Aveda is creating a distance, a gap between her and Esau. But in that mahalach of in those tears of divorcing herself from Esav is where her chibur to Yaakov came. And adrabah, she gained a maila that Rachel didn't have of arichus. In the mahalach, when a person understands that the most of avodah is going to consist of struggling, it's going to be seeing Yaakov once, And then struggling to disengage from Esav for the longest of times. And the person and the nisayon of that Aveda is, besides any particular nisayon, it's just frustrating. I was expecting this beautiful tapestry, and all I get is the gray of what lies underneath the tapestry. But the person has to understand that the mahalach to the safe pasuk lies dafka tishesh in the Aveda. The person sees a Shabbos, and then it sparks to him, and he sees the yoifi of Shabbos, and then he has to go through 6 days of avodah to prepare for it. There is no way that a person goes from his iris to realization without a long, long gray stretch in the middle. And the gray stretch consists a lot of dealing with problems rather than going forward. But that's the avodah of that chelak. The chelak of that avodah is the disengagement from the nesayonos, the struggling. The mile of it is that in the yisayid of Leah, even when a person is begolus, he has it. It lasts. That ruchus of it is because since it doesn't have to be perfect, since it has the necessity of struggling with the problems, so that can last forever. In the golus, the person cries bitterly for Rachel, and because that's what's missing, the yoifi and the teferis. But he lives with Leah because that stays all the time with him. That came in home. That's there with Kal Yisrael forever. The and so the person has to realize These are two midas, two minas. The mida to be nesoira, to be beyond what he is, and the understanding that the way to it is a very different mahalach. It's a mahalach of struggle and of gray and of not deharing the tam and not feeling the tam. And together, they're the shtei and bonu basis for.